It's one thing hearing with your ears, but it's another thing hearing with your hearts. And so I just pray, even now, Lord, I pray that you'll bless Mike. Father, I just pray that what he says will be words as though it was directly from you, which it is, Lord. He's heard from you. And Father, he wants to deliver what's on your heart to us. And so, Father, I just pray that you'll give us a capacity, Lord, to not only hear with our human ears, but with our spiritual ears, Lord. Father, we want to hear the hearts of what you're saying to us today. Bless Mike abundantly, Lord, in your name. Amen.
Amen. We are about to embark on a bit of a journey through the month of January, month of February. And we want to take quite a number of Sundays to lay out the vision of the Lord Jesus Christ for his church. Now, we know that the entire Bible is the vision of Jesus for his church. But there are foundations and essential things that every person who is a follower of Jesus Christ must grasp in order to become a builder with Christ. And every person who Jesus has called, the Bible says about every single one of us that we are builders together with God. And that passage that I'm quoting you is actually a really interesting passage because it says in that passage that Paul describes himself as a wise master builder. And he also talks in that passage, he says, every person is building on the foundation, but he says, let every man take heed how he builds. So the reality is, every single person who names the name of Christ, who claims Jesus Christ as their Lord, who believes on the Lord Jesus Christ, is in fact building something. You, with your life, are building something. And in that passage, it talks about the blessing side and the other side. I don't even want to name the other side. But it says there, people build with two different kinds of materials. It says they build with gold, silver, precious stones, or with wood, hay, and stubble. Now, this in my mind is one of the best passages in the Bible. And it is that because it tells us that God has something that he wants to put in our hands. He has knowledge. He has truth. He has the power of God. All the things that we need for life and godliness are supplied to us in Christ for the purpose of building what it is that Jesus builds. But it is also possible to take our lives and rather than building with gold, silver, and precious stones, to actually build things that are wood, hay, and stubble. And the images that are there, the gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, gold, silver, precious stones is something of high value, something that's going to last. It can't be destroyed. It's eternal. The wood, hay, and stubble is here today, gone tomorrow. Now, I know I don't even have to ask you. It would be a rhetorical question if I asked you, do you want to spend your life on things that are eternal, things that last forever, things that really matter, or do you want to build your life on things that are temporary, here today, gone tomorrow? I know what the answer is. All of us want to build gold, silver, precious stones rather than wood, hay, and stubble. And so there is only one place that I can start a message about God's vision for his church, that we're all called to be partakers in building, God's vision for this planet Earth that we live on, that we are all called to go into with the gospel, God's vision for your individual life, and what he has called you to. There's only one starting place for all of this. God's vision for the church of Jesus Christ, which is the entire church of Jesus Christ on planet Earth. The millions upon millions of people who have been saved by the blood of the Lamb and have been brought into relationship with Jesus Christ. The vision that God has for his body on planet Earth. And his vision for every body of believers like the Rock and the Evangelical Free Church and the Baptist Church down the street and the churches in different cities and communities. God's vision for all of these places begins in one place. And that's what I want to take you to today. I want to take you to the foundation on which everything else we say in the weeks ahead is based. You start at the beginning, you start at the foundation, and I want to lay that foundation as clearly as I can for you today, hoping that your heart, like Paul said, I want to lay hold of the thing that you laid hold of me for. And I know that's your heart, to lay hold of the thing that Jesus has laid hold of us for. And so to do that, we've got to start back at the beginning. And I'm going to read you a passage of Scripture that is going to be, in a sense, I would say a launching pad Scripture for a lot of what we're going to be saying in the days ahead, but particularly for this message. And I'll take you to it now. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 3. You don't need to turn there. Please just listen. I have a copy of the notes that I'll give you at the end. I don't want you to be distracted, but I want you to be able to hear clearly. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 3. It's actually the passage that I quoted is in the context of these words. Listen carefully to the Apostle Paul. He says, by the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as an expert builder. Someone else is building on it. But each one should be careful how he builds. Now listen to these words. For no other foundation can any man lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. No other foundation can any man lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Now, Karen, when she put together this worship set, she had no idea what I was going to be preaching on. When I walked into the prayer room this morning, no one knew what I was going to be preaching on. Every prayer that was prayed in the prayer room this morning focuses on what I'm focusing on today. Every song that was sung today in this worship time spoke the exact same message that I am sharing with you today. I don't think that's a coincidence. I think God is underscoring, putting in bold, putting exclamations on, putting up in neon lights what matters most to him and what is the very center of our lives. And I want to bring that to you today. So, all of us, I think, want to know what God's plan for our life is. We want to know what we're called to give our life to. I watch the people of our church get passion these days. There's passion in the house, and there are some. It's like a deep cry in their hearts. I just want to run. I just want to do something for God. I just want my life to count. God, just show me how to run. Show me where to run. Show me what to do. I'm willing. Here I am. Just show me the way, and I'll run. Now, Steve, last week, quoted a passage of Scripture. And it's an important passage of Scripture in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2. And in that passage, it says this. It says, write the vision and make it plain so that they that hear can run. Okay? We don't run. You get the passion, you get the heart of God, you get, you know, God stirs you, and then all of a sudden everybody jumps up and runs in all different directions. Wherever you want to run at the time. In actual fact, where we run and what we run into is very, very specific. And there is a goal. There is a goal line. There is a, what do you call the end of a race? Finish line. There is a finish line. There's a starting point. There is a very specific course that God has us traveling in with our eyes set on one thing. And as we run this entire race, this is going to be the center. It's the foundation of everything that we do. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other foundation that can be laid because it's already been laid by God himself, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, some may say, please just make it simple. Just show me the plan. Just show me the plan and I'll build it. Can't you see I'm vibrating with passion? Give me the direction to run in. Tell me how to do this. Just tell me what God wants me to do. Well, I want to say today you're in luck. Because God has actually made this very, very plain. It isn't obscure. It's not some deep thing that you have to somehow, you know, travel to some, you know, cave where there's a special person who has been fasting for the last 15 years, you know, and they're going to give you this kernel of hidden knowledge. It's not like that. In actual fact, God has made this vision very plain so that we can run, so that we can know where to run and how to run. I want to give you a couple passages. Would someone get me a glass of water, please? Thank you. Let me give you a couple passages of Scripture. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9 says this. He, God, has made known to us the mystery of his will. He has made known to us the mystery of his will. Some people are looking for hidden knowledge. Nothing hidden in this. In fact, God revealed it so plainly, he actually came from heaven himself and showed the mystery in the person of Jesus Christ so that all eyes could see, so that all ears could hear what God's purpose is for mankind in the person of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much, Steve. Ephesians chapter 1. I want you to listen carefully to these words. Remember that Jesus is the foundation, and there is no other foundation that can be laid. And I can also say to you, he's not just the foundation, he is the superstructure, he is everything in the building that God is building, he is the complete building, and he is all of its parts. Everywhere you look to find the purpose of God for your life, everywhere you look to find the purpose of God for any church, everywhere you look to find the purpose of God for planet Earth, you're going to find one thing. You're going to find the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? That's what you're going to find. And that I'm saying this to you to tell you what direction to point your nose in. You know, where do your eyes look? What do you give your heart to? What do you determine that you're going to spend your time doing? What are you going to go after with your life? It's one thing and one thing only. It's the ultimate thing. It is, in fact, it's not a thing. It's a person. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to this. In Jesus Christ, in him, you were chosen. Chosen in him, having been predestined according to the plan. Okay? Predestined. That means long before you existed, you were already inserted in the plan. That means before the foundation of the world, the Bible says God saw us in Christ, in the one who is the center, before the world began. You were chosen. And you were predestined. Your destiny was already planned. And that destiny, here it is, brothers and sisters, it can't get plainer than this. We have been predestined according to the plan of him who works everything in conformity to the purpose of his will. And that plan is to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Now, I want to say to you, what does this world need? Does this world need you? Well, you are a vessel. It's true. How can they hear except, you know, someone is sent? There's an absolute critical part that we play. But ultimately, from the beginning of the call to the end of the call, we only have one thing to give away. And everywhere we go, the cry of the nations, the cry of people's hearts, The yearning of people's hearts is for one thing. The nations, they don't even know it, but they're yearning for Jesus Christ. They're trying everything else. They're trying, you know, economic things, and they're trying, you know, practical things. You know, they're giving their lives to all kinds of different things. They may not even know that what the deep cry of their heart is actually the Lord Jesus Christ. But they will see that. They will see that, the foundation and the building and everything that is in it in your life. That's the message that we have to bring. It's Jesus Christ. Jesus is the center of the whole thing. Now, the Bible is a blueprint, and it is God's blueprint for us. And today I brought a blueprint. This is actually the blueprint for Copper Mountain School, right here. And I wanted to bring this to you just by way of illustration. It's not the big blueprint, it's actually a photocopy of the big blueprint. But as we're looking to try and figure out, what it is that God has planned for our church, okay? We can think of all kinds of different things that God has planned for our church, the outworking of all, you know, maybe this kind of ministry or that kind of program or let's do these kinds of things together. But I want to suggest to you, the minute that you open the blueprint, no matter what it is, you're going to find the same thing on every single page of the blueprint. What you're going to find on the blueprint is Jesus Christ. Okay? No other foundation can any man lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Now let me give you another passage of Scripture. Just to tell you how much, how complete this is. This is Ephesians chapter 1, verses 7 to 11. In Him, Jesus Christ, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of His grace, which He made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. We have redemption through His blood. We are forgiven. The riches of His grace has come to us, and He's caused that grace, that mercy, that undeserved kindness to abound toward all of us in wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, there's a big, complicated phrase. A dispensation is a dispensing that comes from God at a certain time. It means a time period in which God pours out something. God at just the right time. God in the perfect timing of eternity, in His plan, sent Jesus Christ into the world. Okay? He purposed all of this in Himself, according to the good pleasure that He purposed in Himself, that in the exact time, in the fullness of time, listen to this carefully, that He might gather together all things. Everything. Everything on planet Earth. Every home, every couple, every family, every individual, every workplace, every institution, every community, large and small, every area. The rich, the poor, doesn't matter what color you are, doesn't matter what your background is, doesn't matter where you've gone and how destroyed your life has been. Jesus Christ, God, is His purpose is to gather together every single thing. Everything, listen to it carefully, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both that are in heaven and that are on earth in Him. Now, it's already happened, okay? It's happened to a degree in our lives already. When Jesus Christ came in, here's what the Bible, here's how the Bible describes what happened to us. When we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says that we were baptized into Christ. We were put inside Christ. Now, you know, sometimes in our natural thinking, we think of Jesus like a person in a location somewhere. You know, one day we're going to go to heaven to be with Jesus, like he's there and not here. But in actual fact, Jesus Christ is God, and God is everywhere at once. And so when we're talking about being you being baptized, immersed into the Lord Jesus Christ, it can happen anywhere. You can be sitting at home, you know, just, you know, reading, and the Spirit of God can come to you and begin to reveal himself to you and begin to speak to your heart and bring the revelation of Jesus Christ and your need for him. You can be in an office somewhere, in a tall building, or you can be at the lake, or you can be literally anywhere. You can be anywhere and have the gospel and its power come to bear on your life. And right there, right then, the Spirit of God can take you when you have exercised faith in Christ, and he takes you from being separate from Christ, alienated from God because of our sin, separated from his love, and taking us and immersing us into the Lord Jesus Christ and making us a part of him. Okay? Now, when you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, that happened to you. When you trusted in him for salvation, that's already happened. You already are in Christ. Literally, his Holy Spirit resides in you. But the Bible says, in him we live and move and have our being. Now, I understand there's other meanings to that, but listen to it. In him we live and move and have our being. We've been immersed into the Lord Jesus Christ. Everywhere I go, the Lord Jesus Christ goes with me. I can't get away from him. I don't want to get away from him, but I can't get away from him. Because in actual fact, he's joined himself to me. Not only have I been put into him, but he's come into me. You see, it's God with us. God in us. But not just God in us in him. And what that means is this idea of us being in Christ. It means that everything that he is, everything that he has, all of the Son's inheritance, and the Bible says that the Father, it's the Father's good pleasure to give everything to the Son. The whole universe belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ, and everything that's in it belongs to him. And what happens to you, listen carefully to this, what happens to you when Jesus Christ comes into your life? The Bible says now we are heirs and joint heirs with Christ. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Whose kingdom is it? It's Christ's kingdom. His kingdom, the Bible says, will rule over all kingdoms. Jesus went to the cross, sat down at the right hand of God from that time, expecting his enemies to be made his footstool. He's seated in the place reigning right now, and he's in the process of subduing his enemies, of which we were one. We were once the enemies of God, the Bible says. Now we have become the friends of God. We were once separate, now we've been joined. We were once far off, now we've been brought near. We were once orphans, and now we are children, sons and daughters. We were separated, now we're joined. You see? And everything that belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is the heir of, we are heirs and joint heirs together with him. There's an amazing passage in the book of Corinthians. It says, whether Paul or Apollos, it says, they're yours. Okay? Whether this world or that world which is to come, it's yours. I'm actually quoting the Bible. All things are yours. And you are Christ's. And Christ is God's. Everything is yours. But you are Christ's. And Christ is God's. See? I use this illustration. The Bible says that my life is hidden with Christ. Come, Tim. Put your hands over mine. This is me holding my phone. Okay? My life is hid with Christ in God. That's where we are. My life is in Him. And my life is hidden in Him. It's protected in Him. It's watched over by Him. He's covering me. I'm His and He is mine. And my life is hidden, protected, stabilized, strong in Christ. Hidden with Christ in God. That's where we are. Next. Mike. You see, there is nothing else. You want to run somewhere? You want to do something for God? What do? You point your face toward the Lord Jesus Christ, and you determine that He is going to become the absolute center and foundation of your entire existence. You want to affect the nations around? You want to go and be effective? There's only one way. Jesus said it this way: without me, you can do nothing. You know what the context of that is? The context of that is abide in me. Abide in me, and I will abide in me. For without me, you can do nothing. Are you with me, guys? Okay? Now, I could have given this to you in 10 points of to-dos. You know, do this, do this, do this, do this. I could have done that. But to be honest with you, this is heart. This is like the treasure. I can't give you the treasure in 10 points. I can only tell you what the treasure is. The treasure is the Lord Jesus Christ. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power might be of Him and not of us. What do we do? What's the to-do list? The to-do list, brothers and sisters, isn't an ABC. It's our relationship. It's a relationship where someone becomes my first love, my first aim, my highest objective. He gets it all. He gets everything. And He becomes the center and the focus. That's the foundation that all the rest that we can talk about is built on. Without that foundation, the rest of it is nothing. Because, I'll read to you the passage of Scripture. The Bible says, Ephesians chapter 2, it says, consequently, you are no more foreigners and aliens. You are fellow citizens with God's people. You are members of God's household. Let me say that again. You're not a foreigner. No such thing as a foreigner in the kingdom of God. Everyone has citizenship. You're fellow citizens with God's people. You are members of God's household. Listen to this. Built upon the foundation of the apostle and the prophet. Okay? You are built. You and I are built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. What is that foundation? Paul said it. I laid the foundation as a wise master builder. What's the foundation that all of the Old Testament prophets pointed toward? All of those prophets, you find Jesus Christ in every book of the Bible. The whole Old Testament pointed toward the heir of all things, the Lord of all things, the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? You are built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself is the chief cornerstone. We sang about that today. Now listen to this carefully. Remember I said to you that the foundation is Christ? He's the superstructure. He's the whole building. He's everything in between. Listen to this passage. In him, in Christ, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. In him, you too are being built. You too are being built together to become a dwelling place in which God lives by his Spirit. Now, I'm quoting to you an expanding, an expository message, an explanation of the simple phrase that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 18. This thing that, you know, all of us we're foreigners, but we're not that anymore. We're citizens. We're in the household of God, and we're built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Jesus Christ himself is the chief cornerstone, in whom you are built together to become a spiritual house. What is that? That's, I will build my church, Jesus said. I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. You see, this is a description. We are put into the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been immersed in him, and he has come inside of us. In him, the whole building is joined together. In him. So what does this mean? Well, front row people, sorry, Heather. Okay? There was a day, there was a time when Jesus Christ came into Heather's life. How old were you, Heather? How old?
Four.
4 years old. Okay? And Jesus began the transformation of Heather's life. Okay? At 4 years old, and it makes you realize it can happen at any age to any person. But what did Jesus want to do? I can go to the blueprint. I can look through the blueprint. Okay, yeah, that's churches all over the world. Here's the nations. Oh, that's Jesus Christ going to the nations. I can go to the part that talks, families. Mums and dads need to be like Christ. Love one another, you know, as I have loved you. And husbands, love their wives as Christ loved the church. Every page I can go through. Oh, yeah, individual churches. What's God's will for the evangelical free church in the city? What's God's will? Oh, there it is. It's Jesus Christ. Fully. But I can also go to Heather. I chose you before the foundation of the world, that you should be holy and without blame before me in love. And I predestined you to be conformed to the image of my Son. This living stone that you see here called Heather has been put into the Lord Jesus Christ. But in him, she has been joined together with Brooke Jackson and Ocean. Built together for a habitation of God. That God isn't just in Heather, and he isn't just in Brooke, and he isn't just in Ocean, but he is actually building them in him into a temple that rises, that becomes greater and greater as living stones are built into this and as Jesus increases in their lives. Now, he's already there in his fullness, in their spirit, but he's captivating and taking over territory in our minds and taking over territory in our lifestyles and in our thinking patterns. He's gaining victory over the flesh and over the thoughts of this world. And as he's doing that, Jesus is increasing in power inside these earthen vessels. But they're joined. And Jesus is joining us, every one of us together, into a temple. He's building the church. And that temple is rising. It's increasing by the millions. Millions upon millions every day, all over planet Earth. Jesus is adding to his church. And they are being joined. They're increasing. And it all, everything about it is exactly the same thing. I am the whole vine. You are the branches. I am the whole body, Jesus. Jesus is the whole body of which we are members. And God takes branches and he joins them in with other branches and other branches until it becomes a complete vine, and the life of Jesus Christ, the one who is the foundation, the one who is the whole thing and everything in between, everything that Jesus is begins to surge through these lives. His thoughts, his ways, his wisdom, his passions, the things that matter to him, how he sees people, how he sees the inhabitants of planet Earth, how he sees each other. And the Spirit of God begins to pour in Jesus Christ into our lives. And he increases. Now listen to these few scriptures. These are all scriptures that basically say aspects of the same thing. You want to know the place that Jesus Christ has? Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together, rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. In him, you too. In him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling place which God lives by his Spirit. Now listen to God's priorities. Listen to God's priorities. God has highly exalted the Lord Jesus Christ and given him a name which is above every name. Every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth. That means that all of the angelic spiritual beings that inhabit the heavens, all of humanity that's on planet Earth, and every demonic power that is under the earth. Every being in the universe will bow its knee and will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Listen to this. You want to talk about God's priority? What's most important? What the center is for him? John chapter 5. The Father judges no one. Did you know that? The Father judges no one. He has entrusted all judgment to the Son. That all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. You want to know how to please the Father? You want to know, Father, what could I do that would please you? You want to know how to please the Father? Honor the Son. Honor the Son. Give the Son his place. Take him for who he is. Bow our knee now and make him Lord of all. That's how you bring glory and honor to the Father. Colossians, we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and so that you can please him in every way. So here's Paul talking to the Colossian church saying, I'm praying this so that your lives, what you do with your time and your thinking and, you know, the energies that you give away and what you give yourself to, that it would be worthy. Your whole life would be worthy of him. And that you would please him in every way. For he has rescued you from the dominion of darkness and brought you into the kingdom of the Son he loves. And who is this Jesus? Jesus is the image of the invisible God. He is all that God is in human form. the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. He was the first raised from the dead of all creation. For by him were all things created, things in heaven, things on earth, visible, invisible, thrones, powers, rulers, authorities. All things were created by Jesus for Jesus. You see, that's a direction. That's a how do you live your life. That's a what you value the most. That's the reason for our existence, the reason for every day we live, and that's the reason for what we do in the future. It's because he's everything. All things were created by him, and all things were created for him. He is before all things, pre-existent, and in him all things hold together. He's the head of the body, the church. He's the beginning of the firstborn from the dead. That's Jesus was raised from the dead. Now we come after that. We have been raised from the dead. So that, listen to this, so that in everything he might have, King James says, the preeminence. The NIV says, the supremacy. In everything. See, that's how we live our lives. Not my will. It's not my will. It's not what I want. It's not my plans. It's not me. It's not what I can get out of this life. In everything, Jesus gets the supremacy. Why? Because he has the supremacy. He is above and before and in all things. And this is how we live our lives. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. This is how we live our lives. He's the focus. For it pleased, listen to this, it pleased the Father that all fullness should dwell in him. All fullness. Colossians chapter 2:9, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. John chapter 4:16-18. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us. Whoever lives in God, Jesus is God. Whoever lives in God and God in him. Okay? Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence in the day of judgment, because in this world, we're like him. What gives us confidence? That one day when we stand before God, now we are forgiven, the blood of Jesus Christ has washed away all of our sin, that's our confidence. But I want to say to you today, what gives us confidence on the day when we receive our reward? The Bible says, every man will stand before God and we will receive rewards. What will give you confidence on that day that when you stand before him, you will receive the reward, that he will say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You know what it is? It's only one thing. We have confidence on that day, because in this life, we're like him. He's the center. He's the foundation. He's the purpose. He's the building. He's the cause. He's the reason. He's the meaning. He's the passion. He's what we give away. He's what we become. Like him. He's the center of it all. Now, if you lay down your life for that, if you make that the primary focus of your existence on planet Earth, you will have done what the Father planned before the foundation of the world.
Thank you for listening to the message today. We hope you enjoyed it. Feel free to share this message with others, but please do not alter or change it in any way without express written consent from the Rock Christian Community.